Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name.
But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now then, what are you going to have to please him with? Faith. You know what faith is? You know what faith is? You really know what faith is? Most people don't. Faith is knowing what this book says and coming to him on behalf of his word. That's what faith is. Now, if you can find you a promise in here. Now, if somebody goes to pray for healing, like you, for instance. Now, if it's impossible to please God without faith, and you turn from here just a few pages to the right in your Bible to James 5. When you go from Hebrews, in fact, I'm going to read James 1 first. So as we turn over there from Hebrews 6, 11:6. I want you to turn to just a few pages to the right in your Bible to the book of James, chapter 1, and I'm going to read verse 6 and 7. And I want to show you a reason why so many people don't get an answer from God. But in verse 6 of chapter 1, it says, "But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. And let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord." Is that what your Bible said? So when you come to the Lord, if you don't ask in faith, guess what you're going to get? Nothing. That's absolutely right. Now then, let's turn just to two or three pages to the right to James 5 when it comes to healing. And I want you to see one more time in James 5, 14, 15, and 16, I want you to see this great promise. Now, with this promise in the Bible, there should be no sick in the church. No sick whatsoever. But you have to do this in faith. My Bible says in James 5, 14, and 15, and 16, it says, "Is anyone among you sick?" Now, last time I checked, you look like an anyone. Are you? Okay, so you fit that criteria. "Is anyone among you sick?" Now, he's just talking to the church, so you are a believer, right? Okay, I just got to reconfirm that we're all on the same page here. "Is anyone in the church among you sick? Let him or her call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith." The prayer of faith. The prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed, because the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now then, how can you take a promise like that and how somebody, if they will come to the church and say, "I've got a problem, I need to be healed," and they come down there and say, "Oh God, if it be your will, heal sister so-and-so." Well, I mean, but if you do that, guess what you're going to get? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I was down and prayed over a man on July the 4th. My wife and I was asked to come to Bryan College Station to pray over a man. And there happened to be a Catholic deacon at their home that day. Several people they'd called over there to come over there because they'd heard about Judy Prince and her miraculous healing. So this man was sick with cancer, and he's a professor at A&M. And he wanted me to come down there and pray over him. So we did. We went down there, and as I taught 4 hours that afternoon in that home before I prayed for that man, that Catholic deacon got up and he said, "I know," said, "well, you in our church, we prayed for healing many times, but," he said, "I've never seen anybody healed." He said, "I now know why." I said, "You always use that faith-destroying phrase, 'if it be thy will,' right?" He said, "Every time." And he said, "We never." He said, "In fact, I've got all kinds of problems myself." He said, "I've got faith now to be healed. If you'll pray for me, I'm going to be healed." And guess what I did for him? I prayed for him, and guess what? I got an email from him the other day. Guess what? He's healed. Now, isn't God awesome? Does he honor his word? Sure. But does he honor it just like it's written? That's the only way. Now then, if you say, if he's made you all these promises for healing, and that's what we're here today, talking about healing. If he's made you all these promises for healing, that night that I prayed for this lovely lady right here, you know, this RN right here, you know what she didn't say? She said, you come over here and pray for me. I taught her about 3.5 hours. She said, you come over here and pray for me right now. I've got it. I'm going to be healed. And guess what? She was. Now then, she didn't say, oh, God, after all that teaching and all that thing Thurman's done, I still ain't sure if it's your will or not. Lord, if it's your will, would you please heal me? Forget it. It ain't going to happen. Since he's a faith God, is there any faith in that? No. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. That's what I told Philip and his mother and dad, that little 11-year-old boy, had all them warts all over his body for 8 years. They'd prayed, they took him to the doctor, they'd done everything. Did the warts go away? No. What happened when I prayed for him? They went away. What was the difference? I prayed in faith. I took the Word of God and I stood on it. And it happened. Hey, I'm telling you that Jesus is real, folks. He's here today. He's right here in this room. And you know what he's saying? He's up here standing right here beside me and saying, attaboy, preach it on. You're telling it just like I wrote it. Some of them's going to get it, he said. Some of them's going to get it. You teach it just like I wrote it. Some of them's going to get it. See, he's awesome. That's exactly the way it is. See, your faith comes by hearing, right? See, isn't that an awesome promise? It's awesome. Sure. Oh, yeah. Faith is knowing God's Word and acting on it. Faith is knowing God's Word and acting on it. Okay. So now then, let's press on here a little further. We were at, where were we? In Mark 1? I think that's where we were. Mark chapter 1. Let's go to Mark chapter 1, verse 21. And, oh yeah, that's where we had just finished up. That demon had just activated there and created a scene. And Jesus had cast that demon out. And all these people were amazed at this new teaching. Then in verse 32, and it says, and at evening when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of various diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Now, isn't that amazing? Shouldn't we spend time in prayer with the Lord? If you want him to honor your prayers of faith, you need to spend time with him. And I use this for the men. I say, guys, and you ladies will agree with this, I know. If you married one of these lovely ladies when she was a young girl, 18, 20, 22, whatever, and you thought she was the most beautiful thing you'd ever laid your eyes on, and you walked down that aisle to that altar, and you married that girl, and then you took her out there to y'all's new home or whatever, and you opened the door and carried her across the threshold and set her in, and you said, honey, have a good time. I'll be back in about 6 months. You reckon she'd be there when you got back? I don't think so. Hey, do you ever know a man that did that? And you don't spend time daily with him and in his word. When you come to him and ask him for something, he won't be listening. You need to spend time with him. If you spend time with him and in his word, then you come and ask him what you want and he will hear you. But don't put him on a back burner and say, well, Lord, I'm going to go to church every Sunday if the weather's not nice enough to go to the lake and go fishing. See, that's what so many Christians do. What percentage of the Christians are in church on any given Sunday morning in your church? 20, 30, 40, 50%? Most churches that I've ever been a member of, you know, had anywhere from 25 to 40%. If you get a 40%, you got an awesome group there. Awesome. You're never going to get 100% of them there. You ain't never going to get 70% of them there. And then what percent tithes? 15%, 3%, 10%. You get a super church that's tithing, I mean, you may have 30% or 40% of what's there that are tithers. And guess which churches are blessed the most? Those that are tithers. You take Covenant Church out here in North Fort Worth, North Carrollton. I mean, Brother Mike Hayes has done an awesome job of teaching first fruits. That church probably has more tithers than anybody in I know of. And since he has so graciously taught that subject, I mean absolutely taught it, there was a gift the other day of a woman. I don't remember the exact numbers, but it was awesome. One of the ladies that works with in our building was telling me the other day about what happened. She said that Mike has made these tapes and wrote these books and everything about first fruits and how he's taught it so graciously in their church, and they got so many people tithing, and other people have picked up on this. And a pastor called the other day and said, "Brother Mike, we've got to share with you. I've been teaching first fruits. We've been going out and sharing the first fruits of all of our with all kinds of people and doing everything." Said this one little lady that kept coming to our church. And of course, I thought about that today when that little lady came up there and I gave her the money that she needed. I thought, whenever they went out and ministered, said the other day, a lady walked into the pastor's office and said, "Brother so-and-so, y'all have given, you've provided a car for me and my children and everything," and said, "I want you to know, I didn't even know who my father was, but the other day I got a letter from an attorney to come down there, and my dad, I was born out of wedlock, but he knew who I was, and he had never claimed me, and he was ashamed of himself, and he was dying, and he left me," I forget what it was. It was humongous. It was in the millions of dollars he had left her. And she gave to that church millions for her tenth. Millions. And that church sent one or two or 3 million to Mike Hayes to his church. All because they had ministered to a little lady. Some people say, "Yeah, don't give her no money, Thurman. She's just a nobody." But she's a child of God. You know? You give it and then leave it with God and let Him take care of it, right? You give it and you pray for Him. Leave it to God. Let Him take care of it. He said, "If you give a cup of cold water in My name, you will not lose your reward." Guess who's going to bless me for that money I give that little lady? I don't know what she will do that, but she's got 3 babies back or somewhere that need something. Guess who's going to bless me for the money I gave her? It ain't going to be her. It's going to be the King I serve. And hey, His return's good. His return's good. So anyway, and let's go on here in the morning, rising up.
Stop right there on the teaching today, but we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106 and ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord. And He's a mighty God, and we love serving Him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.